You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
I wonder if that early and famous British explorer, Captain Cook, heard those drums at Christmas in the South Pacific. I'm Oswald Hoffman, and I wonder if you'll have the same thrill I did in discovering how people in Western Samoa, the Cook Islands, and Tonga reflect on Christmas. Christmas in the South Pacific. The birth of the world's savior is full of wonders all over the world.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. Christmas is full of wonder. In past years, we've felt it in the Caribbean, the Philippines, Norway, Hawaii, Ethiopia, and Japan. This year, Dr. Oswald Hoffman visits with the King of Tonga, the immediate past Prime Minister of Samoa, and some children who reflect on the birth of Jesus Christ in the world and in their hearts. Midway in the Pacific and a bit south of the equator is the enchanting Polynesian island state of the British Commonwealth known as Western Samoa. This pleasantly tropical land is graced with beautiful beaches, lush green mountain terrain, old lava fields, and palm-fringed lagoons.
Those drums you heard at the beginning of this program and right now are used in many Western Samoan villages instead of church bells to call people to worship, especially to the Christmas Eve services held around 10 in the evening. After the worship service, everyone is free to use these drums to show his own happiness and the joyful feeling of Christmas around the country. Christmas is a very happy time in Western Samoa, as it is all over the world. Even though you may not understand the words, you can immediately catch the joy from one of their delightful popular songs. Hosanna, Alleluia, Ya Yesu, Lensia, Ole Tumpua, Lelamba, Alleluia, Lami. Betele, my lay, Tupo, Ulema, Talafaya, Lama, Oloteema, Falema, Maleo, Fi, Utuene, Alfalpo, Vi, As it happens in many lands, some of the Christmas music sung by carolers is unique only in language rather than in melody. As Mr. LaVere Levy, senior announcer of Radio 2AP in Western Samoa, explains.
The choirs, about 30 or 40 choirs, go around villages and sing carols. So this one is the translation of Christian Awake, asking those people who are sleeping to wake up, the Christ the King is born.
Oh,
In Apia, Western Samoa, capital city of the Commonwealth, the immediate past Prime Minister of Western Samoa, His Excellency Tupua Tamasese Leolofi IV, spoke with Dr. Hoffman about the beginnings of Christianity and the meaning of Christmas in this place.
Your Excellency, you're very gracious gentlemen, and I wonder whether you have anything to say to the people of the world about the Christian faith of your people here in Western Samoa.
Well, I'm very pleased to have this opportunity to talk to you, Dr. Hoffman. I would like to say that in Western Samoa, Christmas has great significance to our people because we are a deeply religious people. Everybody goes to church, and Christmas is regarded with reverence and solemnity in Samoa. During Christmas Day, everybody goes to church, and nothing else takes place. It's a day of rest and meditation with our people in Samoa.
How long ago did Christianity come here to Samoa?
In 1830, the first missionaries arrived from the London Missionary Society of London, and the church was established here. A few years later, the Roman Catholics arrived, and then this was followed by the Wesleyan Church.
Indeed. And those missionaries obviously believed that the Savior of the world had come when Jesus Christ was born.
Yes. We took up religion almost straight away when they landed here. Our forefathers took upon religion immediately when the gospel was brought by the missionaries.
And I noticed that they hold to it with great tenacity in the world today.
Definitely, religion plays a big part in our life, our custom and tradition.
Well, the observance of Christmas, you said, is a solemn occasion. I think it's a joyful one also for your people, from what I've heard.
It is quite right. After Christmas Day, at Boxing Day, the day soon after Christmas, the whole week until New Year's Day, there'll be nothing but festivities, sports, picnicking, visiting friends, visiting family, and all sorts of games are played. And there is absolutely a complete stop to work.
How do you celebrate Christmas in your own personal household, may I ask?
Well, it's the same with all Samoans. We go to church at Christmas Eve. There'll be midnight mass, and we go to midnight mass, and then next morning we go to church again. The whole family go to church, and then we'll rest the whole day.
Do you give gifts?
Yes, it's an occasion for the usual exchange of gifts. In Samoan, it'll be exchange of gifts in the form of food, fish, pork, taro, bananas, and things like that.
Is that right?
Yes. So it is exchange of greetings, exchange of gifts and all that, visiting friends, visiting your own relations in other villages.
How about the children?
The children play a big part in that they will act plays in church, mainly depicting the Jesus Christ and his teachings and the Bible stories concerning the birth of Christ and his activities on this earth.
What about your personal faith in Jesus Christ?
I have the greatest faith in Jesus Christ. I was born and bred a Christian, and I have a deep feeling for the Christian way of life, and I am a great believer in Jesus Christ.
Does it play a role in your public life, too?
It does certainly play a role. It has shaped my way of living in this world, and I think it has played a very important in how, in my thinking, my philosophy in this life.
It's a very great privilege, Your Excellency, to have you here in order to help the world celebrate Christmas, the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
East of the Samoas are 93 square miles of land and sand sprinkled across 750,000 square miles of ocean. These islands, the Cook Islands, vary in size from 26 square miles to a tiny 100 acres.
From this country comes a beautiful Christmas poem written by Ta Ma Kirere, titled Sweet Pacific Prince. You came from above, from a land afar, to join us all, just as we are, sweet Pacific Prince. No seas too wide, no hostile tide, no sin could hide you from our side. You came from above, from a land afar, sweet Pacific Prince. Those shepherds saw you in the hay. Now steer your way, to us we pray, sweet Pacific Prince. No man can fail to greet your sail, in time of calm or time of gale. You came from above, from a land afar, sweet Pacific Prince. Loud booms the reef, O infant chief, O tiny king, you heal our grief. You came from above, from a land afar, sweet Pacific Prince. When night is deep, our spirits keep and wake us from eternal sleep, sweet Pacific Prince. O baby boy, our shame destroy, and give us now unending joy. You came from above, from a land afar, sweet Pacific Prince, sweet Pacific Prince.
As a memento of this program, Christmas in the South Pacific, we are happy to offer you an anchor cross cut from a coconut shell from the South Pacific. This anchor cross may be used as an ornament for your Christmas tree, or it can be worn as a pendant around the neck with a chain or leather thong. This remembrance of Christmas in the South Pacific will be sent to you free of charge upon written request. Our address will be given later in the program. South of Samoa is Tonga, an area known as the Friendly Islands. This Polynesian kingdom with its 150 islands is less than 270 square miles in size. Here one often sees adults and children wearing the distinctive Tongan attire, the Ta Ovala, a finely woven mat-like leaf skirt. Some of the children talked with Dr. Hoffman about Christmas in Tonga.
What is it about Christmas that you like about it?
At Christmas time, when the families get together, their main dish is a stuffing pig.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Well, you kill the pig and take the skin off, and then, you know, take the insides out.
Yes.
And then you clean a stick and put it on, and you light a fire with shells on, and you go and put it leaning somewhere, and you turn it.
Turn it on a spit and keep it turning?
Yes.
About how long do you do that, do you know?
About 1.5 hours, or even a half an hour.
Longer than that, maybe, huh?
Yeah. Uh-huh. It takes a long time to rest.
It does?
Yes.
How do you know when it's done?
Well, I think you can tell when it's all crunchy and brown.
Is that right?
Yes.
And then what do you do?
And then they get, you know, the coconut leaves? Sometimes they weave it, or they can get the corrugated iron. And they put banana leaves on, and then they put kumas and yams and bananas and...
Well, it sounds delicious. Do the children like that?
Oh, yes. They like the crunchy things.
They
the
do?
Skin, cutting pigs. Well, the skin gets all hard and crunchy, and they just come and pick it off and crunch.
Is that right?
Yes.
Everybody gets together.
Yes.
This is Christmas, huh?
Yes.
So it's feasting, too, at the same time.
Yes.
Do you put up a tree or anything?
Yeah, we put up a Christmas tree. And when my grandfather was alive, he used to go and hide lollies.
What did he hide?
Lollies.
What are they?
Candy. Candy.
Oh, those are lollipops, aren't they? Uh-huh. He hid them from you?
Yeah.
And you had to find them?
Yeah.
Where did he hide them?
Sometimes he hid it under our beds.
Where?
Under our beds.
Under your beds? Mm-hmm. And you always found them?
Yeah.
That was fun, wasn't it?
Yeah. All you had to do was to get the broom and sweep the dirt under your bed and find the lolly.
Oh, is that right? And he was trying to surprise you.
Yeah.
He must have been a lot of fun. You know, it strikes me that maybe that was a very wonderful way to celebrate Christmas, because the gift of God is a big surprise too, isn't it?
Yes.
That Jesus should come, that's a surprise. And maybe our parents want us to get to know what that feels like, to know the surprise of it. That's why the surprise presents, even though you got your bicycle a little bit before Christmas, was it a surprise to you, Tua?
Yes.
You didn't expect that bicycle?
No, I had longed for one. On Friday, my father walked in with one, and I was so happy.
I can imagine. Well, you know, that's what it feels like. That's what the world feels like, longing for something. And maybe that's why Christmas is so great, because God himself did something to satisfy the longing of people when he sent his son. That's why we have Christmas, really, isn't it?
Yes.
I think it's been just wonderful to have these children with us here in the studio at the capital city of Tonga, the island kingdom in the South Pacific. And these fine boys and girls are Peter Simmons and Alia Matua Fialakepa and Antoinette Muffy and Aloma Johansson. And it's just been very great to talk to you.
Everybody loves to sing at Christmas. And the 800 girls at Queen Seletha College in Tonga do it. They do it beautifully and with meaning in the heart.
We are very glad to celebrate the Christmas, because if Jesus hasn't been born, we don't know what has happened to us. And we are glad that he was born, because now we know about Jesus Christ. We know about God, and we know how to repent because of Jesus Christ. And that is why we are very happy to celebrate Christmas, to remind us of how Jesus Christ has died on the cross for us.
It's a good thing to celebrate the baby Jesus being born in Bethlehem, to let Jesus be born again in our hearts and change the way of our life from the old way to a better and new way, to a Christian life.
Tonga is Polynesia's last kingdom, and in Tonga, great size is a mark of nobility. The king, Taufa Ahau Tupo IV, stands 6'2" and weighs 325 pounds. The king is also a man of great faith. He spoke with Dr. Hoffman about the celebration of Christmas in Tonga.
This is a wonderful occasion. All of us are privileged to be in the royal palace of Tonga, visiting with His Majesty, the King of Tonga, and talking to him about the celebration of Christmas in this island kingdom of the South Pacific. King Taufa Ahau Tupo IV is a recognized Christian man who is a leader of his people in many different ways. And it's a great thing, sir, to be here in the palace on this day talking to you. I noticed that when Captain Cook came to this island in 1777, he named it the Friendly Island.
Yes, and of course it has become a very famous name, and it's used as an alternate name to Tonga, all the Friendly Islands.
It seems that the people are that way today.
Oh, yes, they are undoubtedly a very friendly people.
Well, I notice a very deep and thoroughgoing religious piety running through the population, too, which is combined with this friendliness.
Yes.
It's not a forbidding thing at all.
That's right.
How is Christmas celebrated here in Thunder?
On Christmas Eve, there's a lot of carol singing, and bands go about, brass bands, and play Christian hymns and so on. Some of them play all night.
Well, when you talk about the singing of the people of Tonga, that is out of this world. I found that out myself in the wonderful reception your people gave me. I think a choir of 500 voices came together,
right,
in various church choirs without rehearsal and sang superbly in a way that would have done credit to any concert hall anywhere in the world.
Yes, of course, they are what you'd call folk singers. In other words, they have not been trained by professional musicians, but they sing extremely well.
I noticed they sang for a solid hour without a note in front of them.
That's right. They've memorized it all, both the music and the words.
Well, one of the songs, the last one, I think, sung by individual choirs last night, was written, I believe, by your grandfather. Would that be true?
That's true. He was a very keen musician.
It was very beautifully done. What was the name of your grandfather?
Topolo II. Now, that's a photograph of him there on the wall.
Yes, indeed. In your own home, how do you celebrate Christmas? May I ask that?
Well, of course, there are these choirs singing carols, and bands come and play Christmas hymns on Christmas Eve, and then, of course, we go to a morning service on Christmas Day, and then we just have a spare afternoon on Christmas Day.
It becomes a family
gathering
there for you. I take it that the gathering of the family is very important to you.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And, of course, Christmas celebrations are just about a week ahead of New Year. And on New Year's Eve, we have watch night services that begin about 10 o'clock at night, and they end at midnight when the New Year begins. And then we have various friends call to wish us a Happy New Year immediately after the church service. And this goes on till about 2 o'clock, sometimes 3 o'clock in the morning. And then everybody has a good long sleep on New Year's Day to make up for the lost sleep.
I take it that the religious life is just a regular part of your ordinary life.
That is true.
How important do you regard faith in Christ to be?
I think it's all important, because it is, of course, a very far-reaching commitment for any person to make. And once a person makes that commitment, it reorientates his whole life.
I know, Your Majesty, you are a very thoughtful man, and you are also a great reader. I know, a student of the Bible at the same time. You've thought about this a great deal. What would Jesus Christ, the Savior, mean to your people?
Well, it means to a considerable number a personal experience of conversion.
To Jesus Christ, the Savior?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder whether you would say to our listeners a Merry Christmas in your own tongue, or say anything that you would like to say to them in a greeting at Christmas time, that they would receive it in your language.
In Tongan, I think we'd say,
and that would mean?
I hope that you have a happy and joyful Christmas. My warmest greetings to you all.
Thank you. Thank you, sir, very much. It was a very gracious interview.
The king is a great man, in physique and in faith. His Majesty is the great-great-great-grandson of King George Tupou I, whose reigning influence gave root to Christianity in these islands. Even today, the national flag continues to bear the imprint of the faith of that early king, who said, "It is my wish that our flag should have the cross of Jesus. For we are saved because of the sacrifice made by Jesus on the cross of Calvary. Every Tongan should remember the cross, and the flag should be red in order to represent the blood shed on the cross for our salvation." This is Christmas. Christmas in Tonga, and Christmas in the South Pacific. And this is the wonder of Christmas, that the gift of Christmas, which began in the heart of God, has reached to the hearts of men everywhere. This is the wonder of Christmas, that faith in the newborn Son of God makes us newborn sons of God. This is the wonder of Christmas, and it is full of wonder all over the world.
This has been Christmas in the South Pacific. A free copy of this program is available in regular or sight-saving print, or also in Braille. As a remembrance of this program, we are also making available free of charge an anchor cross made in the South Pacific from coconut shells. This anchor cross can be used to adorn your Christmas tree or worn as a pendant with a chain or leather thong around the neck. It is a symbol of Christian hope and trust that God's people in the South Pacific would like to share with you. To receive your free cross or printed copy of this program, or for information about its availability on cassette recording, simply write to this address, The Lutheran Hour, St. Louis, Missouri, 63139. That address again, The Lutheran Hour, St. Louis, Missouri, 63139. Christmas in the South Pacific is a mass media ministry of the Lutheran Layman's League, whose 159,000 members now send you this joy-filled Christmas greeting in the language of Western Samoa and with the enthusiasm of her children.
Manuela Gilesimasta!